Going Deeper with God. This show exists to refresh our relationships with our Father by having a place to go with Him each week. Pastor Barbara Moore and Dr. Becky Slaybaugh call upon the Holy Spirit to guide us in deeply reconnecting with God. You can learn more about Barbara and Becky at goingdeeperwithgod.org. We pray that this show helps you grow in prayer, hear the voice of God, and keep Jesus in your soul. All right, let's go deeper with God.
I want to go deeper.
Good afternoon, listeners, to Going Deeper with God. Bless you, and hope you're having an enjoyable weekend. And we're meeting with Dana Belcher today, but we're meeting with you second week. So we want you to just come today as you are, and we want you to settle down and maybe even feel childlike as you listen to our show today. So, Becky, how are you?
Oh, I am doing great. I enjoyed so much listening to Dana's show last week. And listeners, you are really in for a great blessing to be breathed into you. Barbara, this last week's show was such a blessing to me. And I know that's being released to the listeners. So listeners, if you happen to have missed Dana Belcher's show last week, we are so honored to have her back. And Dana, we just welcome you to come back and join Going Deeper with God radio show. And I'm just going to jump in, and for those folks that want to know more about Dana, she is the founder of Transform You. She speaks, sings, and writes on the canvas of people's lives. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And she inspires the audiences on a global level. She has been described as a catalyst for transformation.
Amen.
Thousands of people have noted experiencing powerful transformation in their lives as a direct result of her music, her worship music, her teaching, and the workshops that she gives. Now, Dana is the author of the book, Perseverance, 5 Keys to Persevering Through to the Life You Dream About, and it's available on Amazon.com, and I have read it twice. Going to read it some more times. It's so rich and just a great book on perseverance with encouragement. Now, Dana is married to her life love, Curtis. She is a mother to 2 incredible sons and daughters-in-law, and she's a grandmother to 2 beautiful grandchildren with another one, actually, that's going to be here in July. Dana and Curtis reside in Southern California, and you can find her at danabelcher.com. And you can follow her she's on Facebook and she's on Twitter. Welcome, Dana.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be back with you both. Thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Becky. Such a privilege to be here.
Well, you're a Proverbs 31 woman because you can write books, you can write songs, you can have visions with the Lord, you can speak, you can exhort. You just have a plethora of loveliness from God. So today, listeners, we would like to share with you one of Dana's songs, Childlike Faith.
It's raining joy. It's raining of the living. It's raining peace. All it takes is childlike faith. All it takes is childlike. Go ahead and run His grace. All it takes is childlike living. All it takes is childlike faith. All it takes is childlike living. All it takes is childlike.
Dana, where did that song come from?
You know what? Thank you for asking. Thank you for playing that. That song is dear to my heart. I have a message for people from the simplest place of, you know, right where you are, whether somebody's suffering addictions of any kind, whether it's, you know, drugs, alcohol, porn, wherever, whatever, obsessive, compulsive, it doesn't matter. He wants you just right where you are. He doesn't want you cleaned up first. He's saying, just go ahead and run into my arms. Go ahead and fall. Because he goes, I got you, baby. And so he's saying it's raining joy, it's raining hope for living, and it's raining peace. And all it takes is childlike faith. So come to him, the word says, as a little child. So that's the place. That's the starting point. You say, Dana, where do I start? You come to him. And you say, here I am. I call it palms up living. I'm in that zone right now. I'm living palms up, my hands outstretched, flat. I'm not going to grasp hold, trying to control and trying to, you know, cling and, you know, hang on to some other anchor. Just open your hands, turn your palms up, and just wait on the Lord. He wants to love you. He wants to love on you.
Well, palms up would be a way of saying yes, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
So we're going to expand on what we talked about last week, divine invitations to step into the yes. Who's invited to yes? Do you have to be prepared to step into the yes? What happens after we say yes? Who was the first one to say yes? But today we want to dig into the meat, as you asked, Dana, of how it grieves the heart of God when we don't agree with God and say yes. What happens?
Oh, my goodness.
What happens?
Oh, wow. You're tugging at my spirit now, Barbara. Like, I'm getting a little teary here because this is so near and dear to my heart. He loves us. He's been wooing us since before we were in our mother's wombs. You know, he told Jeremiah, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. God is love, Scripture says. He's been wooing you, and he'll always be wooing, saying, come here, baby. Come here, baby. Listen, life, so much life in this earth, it's tough. There's so much opposition. There's so many voices out there that we talked about that in last week's on that show. And life tries to crush our inner child. Mm. You know, there's this childlike, you know, when you're a little kid and you're like, hey, and you just want to play and life is great. But life is difficult in this earth. It won't be perfect until we're with him in eternity. But it takes our inner child suffers blows of, it just tries to deflate our inner child. How many times do we hear, oh, just grow up. You need to just mature. The enemy doesn't want us to realize how simple it is to come to the Lord, to hear his voice, to just step with childlike faith into your, just take your next steps in faith toward the Lord, saying, I don't know what I'm doing. I may not know how, what I'm hearing from you, God, but I'm just going to keep coming toward you. He loves that. He's absolutely nuts about you and me. I have some more on that, if you don't mind me sharing a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it. We'd love it. So open palms living, when you turn your palms up, and it's a way of saying yes, and it's a way of saying I surrender. When we release what we demand for in life, when we say, Lord, I'm going to give you my life. I ask you to come into my heart, and I want you to be Lord of my life, and I'm willing to take that journey as rough, as rugged, as shaky, as quaky as that might be, or awkward. You don't have to feel like you're all spiffed up and perfect at it, because none of us are. Just right where you are. Just right where you are is where he wants you, tottering and everything. But release what you're making a demand for, what's familiar to you. Release that control and just step forward in faith, palms up, life by the Holy Spirit, living open-handed before the Father. Live with your face turned toward God. You only need to look in the face of God when you live your life. And listen, when you start saying yes to God, what happens is you say yes the first time. You're stepping into this awe zone that I talked about in the last show. But here's what happens. It's like eating potato chips. You can't eat just one. Or if you start eating peanuts, I promise you're going to reach back in that bowl. It just happens. So you just keep going, yes, yes, yes. You live yes to yes. You live yes to the yes and amen. But in doing that, you're going to get fatter and fatter with promise, fatter and fatter with hope, and it's a great place to be. It's a great place to be.
I have to
Go ahead.
I have the silliest image. It's like those things people used to put on the dashboard where the head goes up and down. So once it starts going yes, it's like, oh, yeah, this is good.
Right. You know, Barbara and Becky, he's so jealous for you and for me. And guess what? It's such a reciprocal relationship. The Bible says if you, almost said if you step into God, he steps into you. But the Bible says if you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. So it's reciprocal. So when you say yes to him, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he loves your sound. He loves the way he made you. He loves your expression. He loves your particular DNA so much. He gets so excited when he sees you stepping toward him and cooperating with him, even if it's awkward, even if you're brilliant at it. Maybe you've been walking in the depths of God for years. You still come to him as a little child. So just as you crave that next potato chip or that next peanut, here's what happens. He reaches again for you saying, where's my little peanut? I want more of her. I want more of him.
Where's my little peanut? I love that. That is good. Even if we're 90 years old, we're still his little peanut.
Listen, he even says, hey, I like you. You're a little spicy. You got a little sriracha going on, girl. Bring me that salty dog. We don't need to clean up. He loves you just like you are. He loves your flavor. He loves your savor. And some of you are just so, so sweet. But he's saying, where is my, where's that expression I've been looking for? It's powerful. It's a powerful place to be. So come as a child.
Talk some more, though, about grieving the heart of God, though, please.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, those places, those voices that I was talking to about that try to stop us, we have to realize and we have to go back. You know, I talked in the last show about in the Garden of Eden where there was just such perfection and such beauty that Adam and Eve were living in, and then the serpent deceived Eve and distorted what God had said. He loved to distort sound. He loved to distort the true word of God. He loved to try to mess up the airwaves so you won't hear God wooing you, and you will misunderstand, and he'll tell you God's judging you. He'll accuse and say God's accusing you, and that's not true. He doesn't. He says he came to seek and to save the lost. And so he's been seeking you all this time. And I'm also talking to deep believers. I'm talking here to believers who've walked with the Lord a long time. Find that childlike place again. Come to him in that new awe and wonder. And in a new place of trust, see the world, the voices in the world, life, sorrows, and heartaches and trials, they steal your trust where you've been betrayed. But I'm telling you, trust in the Lord and with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and what? He will direct your path. So just tell him, I had to do this. You guys, in 2011, my husband and I lost almost everything financially for each other and our sons. And I started as an offensive move because I was crushed in that by that blow. I would kneel down every morning. I would get out of bed and I would kneel down and say three things. I would say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I trust you. And he loved hearing me say it, but I needed to hear me say it.
Listeners, I just want you to just take a moment and drink in the richness and the wisdom that Dana Belcher is releasing to you today. If your ears are listening to this and your heart is open and you're in that place where, I don't know if I can take that next step. And Dana's talking about yes, and she's talking about her book, The Divine Invitation, Stepping into the Yes of God, and she's offering with a pre-release offer for you, listeners. She's currently working on it, but there is a pre-release offer for the Divine Invitation, Stepping into the Yes of God, for only $4.99. You can go to yesofgod.com to get your pre-release copy. Now, how generous is that? Now, I want to encourage you listeners to get that, because there will be a price increase when the book is released. It will be $9.99. So she's giving you a great opportunity to get on this board to sign up for this. Now, you can pick up Dana's music, which is at her website, www.danabelcher.com. Dana is spelled D-A-Y-N-A, Belcher, B-E-L-C-H-E-R.com. And be blessed. And more, Barb, we are being blessed today, aren't we?
Yes, and Dana, up close, I'm going to be buying a lot of your CDs for people that I know who, in this childlikeness, that they will just be wrecked. I mean, because you've touched the face of God when you're singing, and people can say yes from worship. They can say yes, you know, it's a lot of different ways you can say yes, but tell us some more about, you know, the blocking. I believe the traditions of men can really mess with us in terms of, I can't go this way, or I don't go that way, because I was taught, you know, there's just traditions that we have sometimes that can help, you know, hinder us from saying yes to God, palms up, as you would say.
Sure. I'm just so touched by the Lord and His heart today. When I was in prayer this morning before we came on, the Lord, you know, we need to take back what was stolen or distorted from us, you know, in the hearing of the voice of God, John 10 talks about. There are things that have tried to drown out the voice of God or distort the sound or scramble the communication. Many voices that have hijacked you, perhaps, the listeners, from the true voice of Jesus. Familiar voices. Things tempting you to be the same, look like everyone else. Uniformity is not unity. He didn't call you to be uniform. He called you to be unique. Look at all the colors around your iris. No two irises are alike. No two thumbprints are alike. He didn't call you to sameness. That's some of the voice, you know, those are some of the voices we hear. Familiarity. Oh, stay here. Because watch what happens when you start stepping into the yes of God. Watch other people get uncomfortable. They get uncomfortable because you're exposing, it reveals their choice to stay where they are. So here's the thing. Not everybody can, not everybody will, not everybody should, and not everybody, not everybody can, not everybody will or should come with you in your next steps. So be aware of that. Be very aware of that. So sameness, temptations to be the same and look like everyone else, religious voices, just like Pharisees and Sadducees in Jesus' time, you know, when he was healing the man with the withered hand and they scolded him, you know, because he did it on the Sabbath. And so and voices of in-the-box thinking, who put him in a box? He's never been in a box. Read Genesis chapter 1. It says in Genesis that his voice, that he hovered, his spirit hovered over the depths, the waters. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. There's no box there. formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And then he began to speak. And then he said, and he saw that it was good. So he began to create. So the enemy and the voices in this earth are trying to shut down your creativity, the out-of-the-box thinking. And God is so creative. Creativity was stolen from you, the ability to hear God ideas that are amazing, to hear clearly the voice of God. It was diverted. It was hijacked. So I really want to pray for the listeners today,
yes.
if you guys don't mind, because I want to break that off of them. That's part of the anointing, the mantle on my life. And I'd like to do that today.
Yes,
so,
go for it.
You just let me know. Is now the time to
do
that?
You can go for it. That's what I heard.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Here's another thing I want to encourage you before I start praying. Don't relinquish your yes space. Mm. When you know that you know, with that effervescent bubbling of that in your spirit, that's where you're supposed to be. When you've got the peace of God, when it's been confirmed out of the mouth of two or three witnesses by the word of God and wise counsel around you, wise counsel, godly counsel, Psalm 1:1 counsel, don't relinquish. Don't give it up. You stand in that space, that yes space of God, where you say, yes, come on, come on. You stand there. Own it. Be in it. It's yours. And he has something for you to do there. So I'm going to pray for you right now and to break off things that have been stopping you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm so honored, God. I am just so honored to utter your name, to love on your people around the world today. I'm so privileged, God, to be able to pray for them today. And I just speak now, anybody listening, where voices have tried to stop you, impressions, things that in your maybe generationally, well, in our generations, we always did it this way or we always did it that way, or religious spirits that are with form, they're the form, but they have no power. There's no power there. There's no life. Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. So any voice of familiarity, sameness, you need to look like everybody else, talk like everybody else, wear your hair like everybody else, wear the same clothes, the same grays, the same, you know, you got to cover your head, you got to do all these traditions of men, as Barbara said, the religious spirits that are form without power, legalistic spirits tied up in that, any spirits of control trying to control you, domination, things that are trying to dominate you. People that are jealous of you, come on now. They're not all going to be happy about you moving forward and broadening your tent, as Isaiah 54 verses 1 through 3 talks about. Stretch forth your tents. God's going to bring some of you into a very wide place and put you on display even. So there's jealousy, there's envy, those voices of striving, those things that are trying to pull you down and call you common, those voices of mediocrity that don't shine too much. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord spoke to me last year, and he said, the question isn't, Dana, will you shine for me? The question is, how much are you willing to shine for me? I'm going to say that again to you as listeners. The question isn't, will you shine for Jesus? The question is, how much are you willing to shine for Jesus? Because he's willing to turn up the light. he's taking you off the dimmer switch, baby, and he wants to shine the spotlight for his glory. For what? For his glory. He created you, your unique giftedness, your talents, and he wants you to stand in that space, stand in him, the door. He said, I'm the door. So stand in that place and declare and be and live and thrive. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I just speak and I strike in the spirit every voice, every familiar voice, every familial generational voice that says, stay here. We traditions of men, I strike it in Jesus' name. I strike every religious spirit, legalistic spirit. I strike and break the power of control and domination, jealousy, envy, striving. I pull anything that says I'm pulling you to common and commonness and mediocrity. God says, come up higher, Revelation 4:1. I'll show you things that you don't even know.
Yes,
let me
Lord.
Show you what's to come.
Yes, Lord.
Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer you and show you things that you know not. I
yes,
think
Lord.
The same mockery and jeering that where the people in the temple said, oh, isn't that just Joseph the carpenter's son? They tried to pull Jesus down. I say, I strike that in the name of Jesus. I say, come on, baby. come out and shine. I speak to your inner child and say, plump up, be fat with promise. It's raining hope and joy for living. It's time for you to shine and step into the yes of God. And on that space, I speak peace over you now in Jesus' name. Have the ability to hear now. God, I impart the ability to have courage. I impart courage now. I impart the ability to hear, to respond to God. I call forth joy and impart that to you today like never before. That's your strength. That's your strength. God, I pray for them. Make straight their way. I pray strength in the feeble knees according to Isaiah 35. I say soar, soar, soar. Start right where you are. There is no formula. It's just life and the Holy Spirit. His spirit to your spirit. Thank you, Lord. I call you to life from those dead places. In Jesus' name, I call you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just come and enjoy his presence.
Go deeper with God because you can. Go deeper with God because you can. And we bless you, Dana Belcher. And listeners, we ask you to re-listen to this show again. Going Deeper with God. You can learn some more about Dana. And you can receive this prayer over and again as you listen to what was spoken in this show. We love you and we bless you. And we'll see you next week.
Is childlike faith. All it takes is childlike faith. All it takes is childlike living. All it takes is childlike faith. All it takes is child. All it takes, oh child. Child, all it takes is child.